Hello, I want to welcome you to the Trucking for Jesus broadcast. My name is Chaplain Blonnie Gregory, and today I'm so glad to be able to come to you through the radio and to tell you that God is faithful and to try to encourage your hearts today. Thank you for tuning in, and I pray that the broadcast will be a blessing to you. Today I'd like to read a scripture out of Zechariah chapter 13, verse 9. The Lord says, "They shall call on my name, and I will hear them." What a beautiful promise is given to us in God's Word. God is saying that when we call upon Him, and call upon Him with a sincere heart, that He will hear us. A lot of times we don't think God hears us or that God sees our circumstances, but God knows all about us. The Bible even says that He even has the hairs on our head numbered. God knows everything about you. Today I was thinking about an incident that happened to my husband and I some years ago when we were on the road with our mobile chapel. We were parked in a truck stop in Troutville, Virginia, and we had planned to leave at a certain time. But the more we pressed to leave at our time, we had designated time, it seemed like someone come up and start talking to us or something would happen and we couldn't get on the road. But finally, later than we planned, we finally got on the road. And as we were coming on off the off-ramp onto the main highway, another tractor trailer blended in the other lane right simultaneously with us. And on the side of our mobile chapel, we have "Trucking for Jesus" written on it. And that driver called to us on the CB, and he said, "Is there a chaplain on that Trucking for Jesus truck?" And my husband, he said, "Yes, I'm the chaplain." And the driver said, "Would you please pull over?" My husband pulled over to the side of the road, and that driver got out and come back to where he was. And he told my husband, he said, "You know," he said, "I had just laid my pistol on the doghouse of the truck, and I had planned to commit suicide." He said, "I have so many things wrong and bad in my life." He said, "I feel like I just can't go on." He said, "I just prayed, 'God, if you're real, help me.'" And he said, "As soon as I prayed that prayer, I looked up and I saw the name of Jesus on the side of your truck." Let me tell you something. Before that dear one prayed, before he even anticipated prayer, God had the answer on his way. You see, it was no accident. It was no coincidence that we came on the road the same time he did. God was sending him an answer. And today I want to encourage you, don't let the circumstances and the trials and things that you may be facing overwhelm you. Do like it says in Zechariah, "They shall call on my name and I will hear them." And I tell you, God has an answer. God's got a way out for you. God's got a blessing for you. And call on Him. And when you call on His name, hear His voice. And the way you do that is you get in His Word. He'll speak to you through His precious Word. You know, that truck driver, he knelt down by the fuel tanks on our mobile chapel and made an altar there, and he gave his heart to the Lord. That's what I want to encourage you to do today. That's the foundation of getting started right and turning things around in your life. Some of you that I'm talking to today, you need to turn things around. You need a change in your life. I know our government has spoken for many years about a change, and I don't think we're all happy with the changes that we've got. But God's got to change, a real change, a change for the good. Because Jesus said, "I have come to give you life and give it to you more abundantly." Let Him give you that abundant life. Call on Him and He will answer you. God will send you help when you need it. He'll send someone to encourage you when you need it. God is faithful. My husband always had a saying, and you talk to him just a few minutes and he would say, "God is faithful." And I want to extend that message to you this morning. God is faithful to save. God is faithful to deliver. And God is faithful to hear. He said, "Call upon me and I will answer." And another part of the scripture, it says He will show you great and mighty things. Let the Lord show you great and mighty things today. I pray that you'll have a wonderful day in the Lord. Lord, thank you for my listening broadcast today. I pray that you touch each one that's hearing the broadcast today, that you encourage their hearts. And God, I pray that you save that soul today. Let them call upon you and be saved in Jesus' name. Thank you for listening. You can write me at Post Office Box 4509, Martinsville, Virginia, zip code 24115. I would love to hear from you, and if the broadcast has been a blessing, do let me hear. Thank you again for listening in.